Another in British Shalom on page 66 on top. Yesterday we spoke about, we asked a question at the end of page 65. Aval just asked a question here. Why is it that all the most horrible things in the Ten Commandments, the murder, the stealing, right? They're short. Lo tirtzach, lo tignov, lo tinaf. And lo tachmod, which is just don't want what your friend has, right? Is long. Lo tachmod, eshet reicha ve'avdo v'chamoro, right? It's a very long, detailed. Why is that? It seems that lo tachmod is not as bad as the others. How come it's so lengthy? And we'll see on page 66, now he's answering. First he says, this is the order of the latter five commandments. Lo tirtzach, don't murder. Lo tinaf, don't want to, what did I say in English? Immorality. Okay. Lo tignov, don't steal people. Lo ta'aneh v'ra'acha et shaker, you can't be a shaker. Okay, those are the four. These four commandments, mubaim bekitzur nimratz, are both very short. Meaning, even though it's talking about horrible things, very, very hard things, ritzicha, murder, ni'uf, kinevat nefesh, stealing someone, stealing a man and selling him, edut sheker, right? False. Testifying. The Torah did not give us, not detail for us, didn't give us the details of the averus. It's pirtei da'anim ha'shechim la'emin, all the details of the halachas which have to do with it. And the last commandment, shua chemda, which is the, as a chemda?
Coveting.
Coveting? Yeah. Wanting. Coveting, okay. Yeah. Coveting. Which is only something in the heart. And you're not doing anything. It's just something that happens in the heart. Shirov bnei adam b'chlal lo choshvim shehem tzrichim v'yecholim lishlot bo. That most people don't even think or need, or they don't even think that they need or able to, or are able to control it. Mubakach, it's brought like this. Lo tachmod betrecha, don't covet. Don't covet your house of your friend. Lo tachmod betrecha, don't covet your friend's wife. Ve'avdo, and his slave. Ve'amato, his maidservant. Ve'sho'o, and his ox. Ve'chamoro, and his donkey. Ve'chol asher lecha, and everything that your friend owns. Ve'ret lecha ha'katub b'fratei pratim ve'dvarim she'asur lachmod. The pasuk put it into details, right? What aren't you allowed to covet? Okay, what aren't you allowed to covet?
The generalization and then specified.
Yeah, what? And then again, generation.
Yeah.
Beit Re'echa, your friend's property, Nechasav Sheh Sheni, the other guy's properties. Eshet Re'echa, זה פשוט, simple. Avdo v'amato, his servant and his maidservant, לכאורה נראה לא שייך לדורנו. Just looking from the top, it looks like it doesn't have to do with our generation. אבל באמת יש איזו שייכות רבה, but in truth, it has to do with very much with our generation. שמצוי מאוד, it's very common, שכל מיני מעבידים בתחומים מקצועיים, all kinds of, what do you call people, what do you call the boss? The one who has workers, it's called the employer. All kinds of employers, and all types of professional works, types of work, רואים שיש לחברה אחרת, או למפעל אחר איזה עובד מיומן, they see that this other company or this other factory has There's a worker that is very, very good by that place. And they try to seduce him to come to their company. Tmurat maskot gvoah, tnaim tovim yoter, right? And tmurah. And a pay. And they try to make him to come, and they'll pay him more, or they give him better conditions, yeah. Zo bechina, shelo tachmod al davar tov. That's an aspect of not a covet. Not a covet, his slave and his maidservant. Hashayachim lanu kayom, which had to do with us today. Ba'obdim v'aschirim shashini, and the employees and people that work for the other. Shoro v'chamoro, also his ox and his donkey, gam shoro v'chamoro. Yesh lahem shayachut gmura lanu, also has to do with our generation today. Shezeh matzui me'od shechomdim klei melachto meshubachim shel hashini. Right, it's very common that people covet the tools of the other, or the whatever he has. He has a car, he has this, all kinds of things. Or mekor parnasato, right? Or they covet his job. He has a good job. I also want that job. Shezeh bechinat ashor sheito yehudi da'adama. That's the aspect of the axe. That's what they were, used to work with the axe, right? Zeikar parnasapam. That was the main parnasa in those days. Bayom, the kosugir melacha, mekorot panasa. And today, you just transfer it to all types of work of a person or panasa that he has. Or shechomdim mechonit shemishu, or the people covet someone's car, right? Shezeh bechinat chamoro, that's his donkey, v'chadomen. Ve'im lo dai beferut ze, and if it's not enough, all this perut, right? These details. Idgish hakatuv shuv, the pasuk at the end added, v'chor asher le'echa. And everything your friend owns. אחרי שנתן התורה, נתנה התורה את יחסות ארוכה ומפורטת ביותר לגבי כל מיני דברים שעלו לאדם לחמור. After the Torah gave התייחסות, there was a, yeah, the word, the address, all types, all of these things that a person might covet, right? לא הסתפקה מה שפתת. Torah wasn't content with what everything that it listed, right? And Izira v'kala shuv, again the Torah warned and included again, shasu lachmod et kol ma shayach l'sheni. You cannot covet anything that belongs to your friend. Shelo yishar makol matarut, there won't be any place for mistakes. Shulay ma shelo uzkar b'ferush, mutar chalila lachmod chalila. Maybe something which wasn't mentioned, maybe that I'm allowed to covet. And I am uvan etev. It will be understood well. Bli shum safek, with no doubt. Shasu lachmod shum davar ba'olam shayach l'mishu acher. You can't covet anything in the world that belongs to someone else. Fine? Why is this?
Well, why could it just say that?
Just in general?
Could it just say, lo samud ba'ol shayach?
Yeah, but that as well. That's part of the question.
Right.
Hashorish, the root. Mikan anu mevinim. From here we understand. From the fact that the Torah did so long, and it's emphasizing here something. What is it emphasizing? Shadiber shelo tachmod. This commandment of don't covet. Hu adiber achi chashu. The most important commandment. Shemesakem et kol adiborot hakodmim lo. Which
concludes.
Yeah, that's the word. Concludes. Summarizes, concludes all the previous commandments. L'maase bo talui kol adibrot kulam, and l'maase all the dibrot, all the commandments, all of them depend on lo tachmod, and all the whole Torah depends on this. How is this? Ha'esber u'kach, and this is the explanation. Mi shelo chomed shum davar ashayach l'sheni, someone who doesn't covet anything that belongs to the other, perusho, this means shu be'emet zacha lemidat ha'sameach v'chelko, that he really merited this midah, this happiness portion. U'bevadai le'agi al-idei retzicha, he of course won't get to come to murder. Lo de'gneva, he won't come to steal. Ve'lo li'dei ni'uf, he won't come to ni'uf, to want someone else with a... He won't come to testify false edus. שהרי מה מביא אל האדם מדי גניבה או רציחה? Because what brings a man to stealing or murder? אך ורק מידותיו הרעות. Only his bad midos. שהוא לא שמח בחלקו, he's not happy in his portion, וכועס, he gets angry. כי אדם לא יגנוב אם הוא לא חומד. A person will not steal, doesn't covet. לא ירצח אם הוא לא כועס, he won't murder if he's not angry. כל העבירות כולן, all the averas, all of them, שורשן בפגם האמונה. The root of them is blemishing in the אמונה. שהאדם לא שמח בחלקו באמת. A person is really not, he's not really happy in his portion. ולא מאמין, he doesn't believe שכל מה שיש לו, everything he owns, הכל בהשגחה פרטית ולטובתו. Everything he has is בהשגחה פרטית and for the best of his, of what he needs. כמו שנכתב אלה, he wrote earlier. נמצא. So comes out. שעיקר שימת הדגש בעבודת האדם, and the main emphasis that a person has to put in his work, and work is what? Tefillah. He על הדיבר הזה שלא תחמוד. Isn't on this commandment. Don't covet. שהוא דבר מסור ללב. Which is something which is in the heart. מסור ללב. שאם האדם לא יעבוד על הנקודה הזאת, a person won't work on this point, להיות שמח בחלקו, to be happy, content, right? To be happy with his portion, ולא לחמוד מה שלא שייך לו, and not to covet what doesn't belong to him. ייתכן מאוד שיעבור על הדיברות הקודמים. It's very possible that he will come to transgress the previous commandments. Don't murder, don't steal. על כל פנים, מבחינה מסוימת, meaning, could be he won't come to murder or to steal in action, but in a certain aspect he'll be stealing and murdering. What does that mean? כגון אדם שמדבר על אחר לשון הרע, person who speaks לשון הרע, זה כמו רציחה. It's like murder, right? It's worse than murder. Since lashon hara is worse than, it's like the three averos. Gila hara, shpichus damim, na avazarat, all three together. Kol shekein shemalbi panav harabim, right? If he's embarrassing someone in public, it's a murder. Echen lo tignov, right? Don't steal, ve lo ta'ane. Maybe he's not stealing memaisa, but he, in certain aspects, he could be stealing. Even if he's not transgressing them mamash, literally as we learned. He of course is transgressing in aspects, like we said. בפרט על פי מה שלימד אותנו אדוננו מורנו ורבינו רבי נחמן והצוקל. And especially after what רבינו told us, רבי נחמן in Torah סמכת and סמכתת. Torah 68-69, רבינו teaches there, שעל ידי חמדה עובר על גזל, and that through covet he transgresses גזל. He causes that also, whatever, look at the Torah, it causes also murder. ובאמת לצערנו, and in truth, unfortunately, צערנו הרב, בתי הכלא, the jails, מלאים באנשים שגנבו על הדברים האלו בפועל ממש. The jails are full of people that also actually stole and murdered. Maybe certain people go by aspects, but also some people, they שם הרחם. והנה, behold, אם הדיברות שלא תרצח ולא תגנוב, הן על פי רוב, רק פועל של החמדה וחוסר הצלחה בכל. If these commandments of don't murder, don't steal, usually they're just a result of coveting and lack of being happy in your portion. אבל הדיבר שלא תנאף, the commandment of לא תנאף, you know what לא תנאף is? Immorality, right?
Adultery,
that's a better word. Adultery. הוא נובע ישירות מהחמדה. This comes out directly from coveting. שברגע שהאדם חומד איזו אישה, immediately, right? The moment a person, he covets any woman, הוא מיד עובר על לא תנאף. He right away transgresses לא תנאף. It goes together. he wants is over a lot enough. Ki ikar ha-ni'uf ba'enayim Rabbeinu Tolos. Ni'uf is in the eyes. The main, the ni'uf is in the eyes. Ve'lachen, therefore, this is the whole point of what we learned. Mi shelo shomer et enav, one who does not guard his eyes. Mi listakel ma shelo shayach, from seeing what doesn't belong to him. Ve'vaday avor shuv ashuv, alot enav. Of course, he's going to go, he's going to transgress again and again, and lot enav. Ki amru chazal. Chazal said, she'ishno chok she'ashem tara v'abriya. There is a rule. Is it not a rule? Hashem put in nature. Ayin wa'alev chomed. The eye sees, the heart wants. Covets. The eye sees, the heart covets. V'kol mi shechoshev she'etzlo achok hazeh lo chal. And anyone who thinks that by him this law doesn't apply to him, shu yachol ki yachol lirot ve'lo dachmod, and he, so to speak, could see and not a covet. הוא משקר רק את עצמו. He's lying to himself. Only person, the only, he's lying, but to who? Himself. Only to himself. בלי בחירה. Without choice. וחמור ביותר, and the worst of all, הוא התאווה והחמדה של אותה תאווה. This desire and the coveting of this type that we're talking about. כי כשאדם רואה את הבית של חברו, because when that person sees his friend's house, המכונית של חברו, his friend's car, his belongings, אף שגם בזה עוברים הרבה על לא תחמוד, even though it's true, you're over על לא תחמוד, אבל כל פנים, nevertheless, יש בזה עדיין בחירה או שליטה עצמית, still he has control, he has choice in self-control, אפשרות לעבוד על עצמו שלא לחמוד את זה ממש. Right, and he can work on himself not to want this, exactly this, to say I want like this. He has a nice car, I want a car like his, not that I want it. You're allowed to say that, also not the best thing. You're allowed to say he bought a whatever, a Toyota, I also want that type of a Toyota. Fine, you're not about Lot Achmon, at least someone's house, I wish I could buy his house. Not that you want to steal his, not that you want to take his. A house like his, not his house. His house, I want him to have it. I'm happy with him that he has a house. Right? At least he can work on it to change it, right? Right? He could also work on it that he won't want it. It's not good for me, this, right? אבל ביצר החמדה של אנשים, but in this יצר, this desire to covet women, החמדה היא כל כך מהירה וחזקה, the coveting is so quick and strong, שתכף שאדם רואה, the moment the person sees, הוא כבר עובר על לא תחמוד. Right away he transgresses לא תחמוד, והחמדה נכנסת בו כארץ של אחנאי. And the חמדה, the coveting goes into him, like, remember this, as of the Gemara, כארץ של אחנאי, like the poison of this angry snake. Goes to all body. ולא תצא משם מרע, not so easy to get rid of this poison. And besides, I can just add that also, by if it's a woman, especially, right, especially if a person's married, right, if she's married, it's not shaykh to him, right? Definitely not shaykh. If he's single, she's single. No, maybe it is his wife. Also, it's a far chance, but maybe it is. Fine, no. But if it's a married woman or he's married, other shaykh, what's a shaykh?
Women
have officer
also.
What?
He's such a nice husband. I
wish
my husband was like that.
For Lot Achmod, yeah, of course.
Because it says
Eishes Reah. Yeah, no.
Eish Reah.
Yeah, but then I'm everything. But she could say, "I wish my husband was also kind, was also whatever." Not that I want him. I don't want him.
The guy can say the same thing. The rabbi,
that's what he's saying here. And no, by a woman is different. Once he sees, what's that?
Rabbi was when he was a kid, so somebody said, start keeping mitzvahs. You know? So he's a little kid. He's like, okay, I'll mostly now. So the rabbi came and said, what are you doing? When you go to school and you see your friend has a better lunch than you, oh, his mother
had. But Tachmodi.
No, let's.
But he never. Tachmodi.
Alright, let's have going for his. No,
that's enough.
that they see that his, I guess it was up more, yeah. They see that his mother tackling your friend at better lunch, so now you want that mother. Now you say, what are you doing?
You have a Latina now.
Why can't my mom pack me this lunch? You know? Same thing.
Okay. Lachen. Therefore, we'll just finish this. And, I don't know, so we have more time. Ain shum etza limalet milabor alot achmod. There's no advice to limalet. You know what limalet means? How do you go with someone who ran away from the war?
Draft dodger? A deserter?
AWOL.
What's AWOL?
Absent without leave.
Huh?
Absent without leave.
Yeah. Deserter.
No, not right away. No, they chased them away. The Germans at the end of the war, right? They were defeated. They were running away. The Russians were running after them. Where were the Germans were?
Fleeing.
Yeah.
There's no way to flee from Lo Tachmod. Only one way. Milvad. The only way is shut your eyes. Wanna keep the Ten Commandments, no? Shut your eyes.
Escape,
no way to escape. Okay, fine. Where do you look? A dictionary? Very good. And they were escaping, same thing, right? They were fleeing, they were escaping. Fine. Ooh, I need a dictionary for this book. You do quickly on the if I tell you a word in Hebrew? Okay. We're gonna use you. ומאחר נמצא שכל הקיום הדיבר של לא תחמוד עלוי בעיניים. Comes out that the whole fulfilling of this commandment of לא תחמוד depends on the eyes. If you don't see, you don't want. ומאחר שכמו שלמדנו לעיל קיום כל התורה תלוי בקיום הדיבר. And as we learned earlier, fulfilling the whole Torah depends on לא תחמוד. יוצא, comes out, שקיום כל התורה כולה תלוי בעיניים. Fulfilling all the commandments of the Torah depends on your eyes. ומי שלא שומר את העיניים, someone does not guard his eyes, כלומר, some no mistakes, shuts them, שלא עוצם אותם, כי אין דרך לשמור את העיניים, there's no other way to guard your eyes, מלבד לעצום אותם, besides closing them, הוא לא יוכל לקיים את התורה, he won't be able to fulfill it, כי הוא בוודאי עובר על לא תחמוד, he of course is being עובר על לא תחמוד, וממילא, automatically is over and not enough. ובסכנה גדולה לעבור לתרצח, and there's a great danger to transgress לא תרצח. ולא תגנוב, לא תסתיר, ולא תענה ברכה את שקר. כלומר, כמו שרואים בצורה ברורה, שהעולם מלא ניוף, רציחה וגניבה ודוד שקר. As everyone can see clearly, open the newspapers and you'll see that the world is full of ניוף, murder, stealing, and false testifying. Okay?
Who is the rabbi who said that made a bracha or wanted to make a bracha if he saw a beautiful woman in the Kabbalah Mistake?
Rabbi Yochanan was saying,
no. Who is talking about that? Who is talking about
that? Ah, Hashem Tov, I said. Not a bracha. He said, just to say, Hashem made a beautiful
woman. Maybe it's better to think about it now? Just because if he's going to think about how beautiful she is. So like,
no, but that's automatically happens. You don't have to think. A person sees a beautiful woman, automatically, of course, it catches his eyes. Regardless how old he is, regardless if he's from the age that he has hormones in his body, adult hormones, until he's dead. And after he's dead. Bavar was said, as a funeral, if he's used to looking at women, his neshama is going to be looking at all the women that came to his body. It's kind of embarrassing. So.